This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Beautiful morning out here in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. Blue sky, going to be about, high 70s, low 80s today. A good day to go to the beach, work in your yard. Take advantage of it, because the weather will be changing shortly, and pick your fresh produce from your vegetable garden as it grows. Don't let the summer squash and zucchinis get up to be 18 inches long. Pick them when they're young. They're tasty, the seeds are small, easier to digest. Keep feeding. And if your cucumbers, for example, are starting to get misshapen, it's a combination of not enough water and the heat. So give them plenty of moisture to keep your cucumbers more productive. And if you haven't fed them since you planted, give them a good shot. Get some of the Espoma Grow liquid fertilizer. It's all organic. It's one of the brand new organic fertilizers with the beneficial microbes. You just mix it with water and apply, and it will make your soil better for next year at the same time. So if you need some help, the number 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up first this hour?
All right, Paul. First up this hour, we have Margaret from New Hampshire, and she has a question about her strawberries.
Okay. Margaret, good morning. How can we help you with your strawberries at this time of the
year? Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have 6 strawberry plants, and I was just wondering when I can put them outside. I can just, put them out.
You mean for next year?
Yeah. Yes, for next year, yes.
Okay. What are they in now? Are they in pots?
Yes, they're in the small pots.
Okay.
I cut them. They're in the 6. They're all together in one big plastic pot. Not plastic pot, but individual pot, plastic pot.
Okay. And did you want to plant them in your garden for next year?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I have to, right, do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it was me, I would plant them now.
Okay.
And that way they'd have 2 weeks in August, all of September, all of October, to get well established. And that way, next spring, when the ground warms up, it will start to send out runners. And you'll have new baby plants that will get established. And a lot of those will be productive. So instead of having just 6 plants in 6 individual pots, you put them in your garden about 15 inches apart. And next year at this time, you'll have probably 25 or 30 plants out of those 6.
I have a lot of herbs in pots. When should I bring them inside the house, and should I spray them with spray them first?
Okay, what I do, and my wife and I love the taste of fresh herbs when you make a salad during the winter, because you're no longer getting fresh tomatoes. You're no longer getting fresh cukes. You're no longer getting fresh lettuce. Everything comes from the south or from a greenhouse. So when you add fresh chives and dill and parsley to your salad, it really brings out the flavor. So what my wife and I do, we take the potted herbs, we move them. We have a screen porch behind our home because the mosquitoes during the summer will eat you alive. So we grow them on our deck, and in the fall, we wait until they start talking about a frost. And the second they say we're going to have a frost, we bring them into our screen porch, and I'll spray them with a product called All Season Oil. And All Season Oil is all organic, all natural, and there's no insecticide in it. It's a product that when you spray it on the plant, if there are insects, it will coat the insect skin with this oil, and it will plug up all of the pores, and the insect won't be able to breathe. And I do that with all of my houseplants that I put outside for the summer. So usually during mid-September, late September, again, it varies, and from year to year even, and where you live. So when they start saying, oh, there's a chance of a frost, if you can get them pre-treated now, and then all you have to do is bring them inside the house and put them near a sunny window, you'll have fresh herbs all winter long. And I use the Espoma Grow liquid fertilizer because it has the beneficial microbes that will help the plant to make new shoots, and it will increase the rate that the plant grows. It's all organic, it's all natural. And then in the late winter, I'll cut them back a little bit, because I'll be cutting them back all winter to use. But as you get into springtime, these plants are getting tired. And what I do is I'll plant them from the container into the vegetable garden and feed them really heavy with an organic food, and they'll develop into this massive plant, and I'll put a new seedling in the old containers. So now I have some in the garden and on my deck, and they do really, really good. But just use All Season Oil, and you'll have an insect-free plant, and you can use it inside the house, and that's what I use. I hate to use these indoor plant sprays that are chemical, because in the winter you've got all your windows shut, and when you spray a chemical in the air, you're going to be breathing it. So go to something organic like the All Season Oil.
So is it too early now to spray them with All Season Oil?
I tell you, I would do it now. Move them closer to the house when you get to the middle of September, and then when they call for a frost, spray them a second time. Put them near a sunny window, and you should be all set for the rest of the winter.
Great, thank you, and have a great week. Thank you.
You
so
too.
Much.
Thank you so much, Margaret. We appreciate the phone call. Bye bye. If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next we have John. He's from good old Maine, and here's a question about his pine trees.
Okay. John, good morning. How can we help you with the pine tree? What's happening?
Hi, Paul. Good morning. I started listening to you when you were living in Scituate, and I guess we both moved to Maine since then. In a while.
Yes.
Here's here's my question. I've got a question about pine and hemlock, and then a very quick one on powdery mildew. But okay. I live right on the lake here during the summer in the Belgrade Lakes area, and I've got a bunch of volunteer pine trees and hemlock trees growing right along my shoreline, and I don't want them to block my view. Their maximum is one is probably about 8 or 9 feet, but most of them are probably about 5 feet. And I'd like to trim them down, but I don't want to remove them because they're great for controlling erosion into the lake.
Sure.
So what is the best season to do that?
I would wait until spring.
Okay.
Because by pruning it in the spring, and you're going to be removing the tips of those branches, it will send a signal down that stem where you've pruned it to wake up the buds that have been made over the years. They've laid dormant, waiting for their time to grow on your plant. And if you can prune them in late March, during April, to the height that you want and the width that you want, they'll develop during May and June, and it'll make your plant thicker, but you've controlled the size. And as you know, as a pine tree gets taller and taller, it loses all of the lower branches. And by pruning the top of the tree and the sides, then those lower branches will stay there. They'll give you that blockage that you need, but it won't ruin your view. Why don't you hold on, John? We're coming up on a break, and then we can talk a little bit more about this and your other question.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with John and about some of the garden problems that he has. John, what was your second question?
Yeah, it's primarily, Paul, about powdery mildew, and I've been using organicide that you've recommended in the past on both my cucumbers and my zucchini squash, and it's worked terrifically, and in fact, I've had no cucumber beetles and no powdery mildew for the first time in years that I can think of. Also been using copper sulfate on a hydrangea that's had a fungus problem, and that's worked as well. So I'm wondering if I'm doing it right. Can I use, you know, copper sulfate on the squash, or should I stay with the organicide and the cucumbers? You know, what's my proper mix of these two products?
Well, the organicide is a combination. It will take care of insects, it will take care of diseases, and it will take care of spider mite. And spider mite can get active on your vine crops, cucumbers, pumpkins, squash. And spider mite is a very tiny insect. It's not something that you would see. What you would notice would be a yellowing of the foliage. And if you were to take a sheet of white paper, put it underneath your cucumber leaves, and then tap the leaf itself, the spider mite would fall on the white paper, and you'd see these little dots start to move around. So by using the organicide 3-in-1, you're doing everything at the same time, while the other product that you're using is strictly a fungicide. But on hydrangeas, you don't have insects or mites. It's basically just disease. So I would stick with what you're doing now. It's working, and, you know, stick with what works.
And it doesn't affect the bees, I take it,
No.
Organicide?
No, okay. Organicide will not affect the bees at all. Now, okay. the other thing that you can do, John, in the early spring, if you can get up to your camp at the lake.
Dogs just decided to start barking away from them.
I've got four of them, so I know what you're going through. But what you could do in March or April is, if there are some small hemlocks or pine that have begun to grow around your camp, you could move them and replant them to give you more privacy between camps, and they'll transplant very, very easy during late March or April, as soon as the frost comes out of the ground, so that you could move like a 3-foot hemlock or a 3-foot white pine and create a hedge or a barrier to give you more privacy. Why buy it if they're growing wild around you? Just dig them up and move them. Just, you know, prepare the soil with compost. Use the natural alternative fertilizer to get those roots established. And, boy, within 3 or 4 years, you don't see the neighbors anymore.
Well, thank you for that. And, Paul, I want to really thank you for what's now decades of tremendous information that you've supplied in a very conversational and easy-to-understand presentation. You have a real talent, so thank you very much.
Oh, I thank you. I mean, this is something that I enjoy, and my son Patrick keeps saying, when are you going to retire? I said, Patrick, as long as I'm having fun, I'm going to continue doing it. So thank you. If we could be of help to you, don't be shy. Pick up the phone and call us. It's 855-660-4261. We're here to help you. And we haven't talked a lot about our trip to Iceland, where we're almost there. It's almost full. And it's going to be a wonderful vacation. I was looking at other trips to compare what we're doing to what other companies have available. And they're basically staying in the southern part of Iceland. Our trip is going around the entire island. So we're not just going to be near the capital and the southern part. We're going to the northern part of the country. It's not a big place, but it's a very interesting place. The mountains, the countryside are absolutely beautiful, and it's going to be a climate. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America mourns the passing of a man who people of all political stripes are calling a hero.
We've got to get through these times, but I have a fundamental belief in the United States of America, and I still believe, under the right leadership, our best days are ahead of us.
Republican Senator and former Vietnam War POW John McCain has died at 81. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, thinks of him this way.
John McCain was one of the greatest men I have met. You don't meet too many great men
He was one of them.
McCain's office announcing the senator passed away late yesterday, surrounded by family, at his home near Sedona, Arizona. The family had said on Friday he'd stopped medical treatment for an aggressive form of brain cancer. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Just for the break, I was telling you a little bit about a trip that we're planning to Iceland in March. And the climate is supposed to be similar to Boston in March. But we've got quite a trip planned for you. We are going to be moving by bus, and we're going to be staying at two or three different hotels, no more than that. But we're going to travel the entire country of Iceland. It's not a big place, but it's beautiful. I just had a friend give me a call last week, and he was on his way to do a riverboat trip. And after listening to the program, he decided, well, maybe they can stop in Iceland. They rearranged the travel. They spent 3 days in Iceland. He called me and he said, the mountains and the valleys and the waterfall, the lakes, they're absolutely beautiful. So if you'd like to get some information about what we're going to be doing, again, we're getting very limited at this point. We started with 48 seats, and we're down to around 10. So if you'd like to get some information, give Largay Travel a call. Their number is 401-727-9048. That's 401-727-9048. And they'll give you a hand, tell you what it's all about. You can also go to my website, paulparent.com, and right on the front page you can click on our trip to Iceland and you can see everything we're going to be doing and more. Let's go to the phone line, Isaiah. Who do we have up next?
All right, Paul. It looks like we have Laura from Massachusetts, and she has a question about broccoli.
Okay. Laura, good morning. How can we help you with your broccoli today?
Good morning, Paul. It's so nice to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Paul, we have a big raised vegetable garden bed.
Okay.
And we have had success with all our vegetables except our broccoli that we started from seed. If you look at the plants, they're big, huge, and beautiful. There are some notches in the leaves. Something is pecking away at them. However, we don't have any florets.
You don't have any florets?
No. I don't understand it, Paul. That's why we're calling you.
Wow. I mean, it should have been producing by now. Definitely.
Paul, all our other vegetables are doing beautifully. We have no florets on the broccoli except big, huge plants. And as I said, there is something kind of notching away at the leaves, but other than that, the plants are beautiful.
Yeah. The notching could be the Colorado potato beetle. It's one of those types of insects, and usually the damage is minor, but I don't understand. How tall is your broccoli?
Paul, I want to ask you one other quick thing. Do you think, is it possible I overdose them on fertilizer?
That's what I'm thinking. How big are they?
Oh, gee whiz. I would say that the plants themselves now are about 2 feet tall.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's about the normal. And you've been feeding it often. Is that it?
Well, that's the only thing, Paul, that I'm thinking is that the plants, as I said, Paul, they're super beautiful to look at, other than what you might suspect is notching away at the leaves, but no florets.
Okay, I have an idea for you. I want you to take a shovel and go where your broccoli plants are, and along the row, about a foot from the broccoli stem, I want you to take a shovel or a spade and cut a line right down the row. It's called root pruning. And usually when you root prune a plant, it shocks it. And what it does, it tells the plant that it's going to die. And the plant, its job is to make seed. And when you shock it like that, it tells the plant that if it's going to die, it has to achieve its goal, which is to make a seed head. And the broccoli, what you're eating is the flower cluster that will eventually make seeds. So if you took a shovel or a spade, go a foot from the right, a foot from the left, and go right down the whole row and cut. Just jump on your shovel and move it, jump on the shovel, and just cut down each side of your row. And let's see what that does. And then when you're done, you know, compact the soil again, give it a good drink of water, and that should shock it into flowering.
Well, Paul, I will definitely try that approach. I will definitely do that. But I do want to ask you one other thing, Paul. Is broccoli generally a heavy feeder or not really?
No. I plant mine in April. You want to try and get the broccoli planted when the weather is still cold. Broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale, collard greens, they want to be put in way ahead of everything else, and even peas, and because they like the cold weather. And I know here in Maine, some of the farmers grow two crops of cauliflower a year, one in the spring And as they harvest it, they already have brand new plants, and they set them in, and they'll have a smaller head ready for the late fall. And broccoli, the same thing. They don't allow it to make all of the suckers. They cut the real big head on it, then they rip it out, and they'll plant a new crop, because when you go to the supermarket, you don't want all these little side shoots, which I think is better than the main head, but they just cut off the main head, rip it out, put in brand new seedlings, and they get two crops a year doing it that way. So I fertilize my plant at the time of planting, usually in April, and then I'll fertilize it again in June, because by June the big head is coming, and then I get all of the side shoots. So just twice a year.
Oh, I appreciate that, Paul. I'm taking notes. I really appreciate it. Love your show. You're awesome.
Thank you. You have a great weekend, and let us know how you make out with the broccoli, okay?
I will, Paul. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. If you need some help, the number to call, 855-660-4261. With all the rain that we've had in the last couple of days here, which is great, I'm not complaining, but if you have low areas and you've got puddles that are there, get some of this mosquito dunks or mosquito beater. It's an organic granular product. And you can buy it at your local nursery or garden center. And wherever you have these pools of water, put some of the granules in it. It's an organic mosquito killer. That's it. So if the mosquitoes start to breathe, you put the granules in, 48 hours later, they're all dead. And it will stay active for 30 days or more. So in your bird bath, any container that has water, put the mosquito dunks or the mosquito granular products, and it works wonderful. And it won't hurt the bees or the birds. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next, we have Bob. He's from New Hampshire, and he has a question about some white spots he's been seeing in his garden.
Okay. Bob, good morning. Where are the white spots forming in your garden? What plants?
Good morning, Paul. Actually, the plants, I have a border of 1x6s all the way up the garden, double wide to walk from one end to the other.
Sure.
And it's right along the side of that, and it seems to be about 3 feet wide and 10 feet long, and it's just spots. And I went out and I kind of rubbed it between my fingers, and it has kind of a solid kind of feeling to it, but soft. That's a strange explanation. I got up this morning, and there it was.
Okay. Is it on the wood itself?
No, it's not. It's on either side of it, mostly on one side. And
it's growing where?
In all the years I've been doing gardening, that's been 20 years or so, I've never seen that before.
Okay, is it growing on the soil?
Yeah, it's just sitting on what is, some really super soil.
Okay. What it could be is that some of the soil is beginning to break down, and
okay,
you're getting like a mushroom type of fungus that's growing on the soil. What all I would do is just take a hand cultivator, and now that the sun is out and it's nice and strong, just cultivate where that white growth is. It sounds like it's a type of lichen or mushroom. And I would just cultivate it. That will disturb the roots. The sun will hit it. It will dehydrate and it will fall apart. And I don't think you need to do anything more than that.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Paul, at that end of the garden, which is an area of about 8 feet by 14 feet, that is the worst part of the garden as far as growth goes. I have in my perimeter on three sides, 125-foot pine trees, and there must be 30, 40 of them. They're enormous. If any one of them come down, the house is gone. But that's, I'm wondering if the lack of water, and I don't think that's a problem because I irrigate my own through a well system that I have.
Right.
So it's very peculiar.
Yep. If it was the white pine roots, take a shovel and just dig in that part of the garden. I planted a rose garden many years ago. My wife wanted it so she could see it from the kitchen. And I planted it right near a white pine tree. And the first year, they did absolutely beautiful. The second year, they just weren't growing. And I went in the garden with a shovel, and I dug between two rose bushes, and the white pine had grown into the raised bed. The roots came right up out of the ground, grew where the roses were, and just choked them all out. So it is possible, but dig in there and see if you hit these like a cobweb of roots. And if it is, you've got your answer right there.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines, Isaiah. Who's up next?
All right, Paul. Next up, Next up, we have Paul from New Hampshire. And he has a question about his root feeder.
Okay. Paul, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning. Long time I haven't talked to you. My wife saw you over at Lake Street, but I missed you. Anyway, we had a letter from the town and from Asplund that our ash trees along the road, we live in Cobbett's Pond Road in Windham, are dying and they're going to cut them down. And I've been away and I walked down with my wife this morning and I looked up and we've got several magnificent ash trees, some of them very, very old, that are dead. And I understand it's this Chinese beetle or whatever it is. And they're not treating them with any kind of a toxic antidote to kill them in the tree or anything. I was wondering if there's anything you could do with a root feeder with Bayer or one of these chemicals to kill these insects in the tree rather than have to cut them all down.
Right. There is a product. It's a ash borer, and it's a little beetle-type insect that will eat his way through the bark into the tree and starts to feed on the water tubes that move the moisture from the roots up to the top of the tree. They'll just bite right into it, and it looks like Swiss cheese. And the only way that you can stop it is to use a product called Tree and Shrub. Now, Tree and Shrub is available from either Bonide, or Bayer. And it's a great product. And what's nice about it is you only need to treat the tree once a year. And you can use it on these trees that are 75 feet tall because there's no spraying. What you do, and it will be stated on the label, you take a tape measure and you run it around the diameter of the tree trunk. So if you take a tape measure, you go all the way around and you get, let's say, 12 inches. I think you're using like 1 ounce per inch of tree. And you take a 5-gallon bucket of water, you put your 12 ounces, mix it up, and you slowly pour it up against the trunk of the tree and go all the way around 2 or 3 times. Let it soak into the ground. Don't let it run away. Let it soak right into the ground. And as it gets into the ground, it will be absorbed by the roots of your tree, and within a week will be all the way to the very top of your tree. It's a great product. It will take care of the woolly adelgid on hemlock and all types of borer. But the ash borer came out of Canada, came out in Ohio, and has moved from Ohio to New England. And in Worcester, Massachusetts last year, the city of Worcester took down over 3,000 ash trees. So it's a very aggressive insect, and if you have an ash, you've got to treat it, otherwise you could lose it like your town is. And with the way taxes are today, they just don't have the money to treat street trees, which is too bad because you lose that nice homey appearance when you have a street lined with big trees like that.
And the two trees that are dying one of them is close to 2 feet in diameter, and it's a shame. They're old trees. They're beautiful. They've been here since we moved here in 1980, and they're just dead as doornails. And the Asplen guy that came and talked to us, because he asked us, they're going to cut them down if we wanted to keep the wood for burning. But I'm just tragedy that we're losing these trees all over America.
Yep. It's just something that Mother Nature does. Why she does it, I don't know. When we were in Yellowstone National Park, there were several areas where a West Coast beetle was in there, and it had taken out 20% of all of the needle pine trees in the entire park.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.